Then I last 44 seconds. That new music, 44 seconds worth of new music, I'm getting a feedback from the phone here, so I'm going to have to step back, comes from a CD called Moving Medicine Forward from Sound Health. Is this an hour video? I think it's an hour. And it comes in a computer version, and it comes in a DVD version, and we would like to give some of these away. So any of you who would like these, send us an email at media, M-E-D-I-A, or class, or any one of the emails you see up here tonight, and we're going to give it away. You're listening to BBS Radio, and I'm Sherry Edwards, your host for the next hour of the show. We're going to be sponsoring, same name here, Sound Health, along with Beth. And we have some very upsetting, disturbing news to share with you today. This is Beth's last show with us.
Because I'm going to be in there next week.
You're going to what?
In case you put Marty on, I was warning that I'm going to be a man next week.
Oh, Beth is leaving us to write. She is an author and just wants to write more than she has the opportunity to do.
From the C, C sharp, to the F, and F.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
He knows we're going to talk about sex again tonight. And so the C and the C sharp.
Seriously.
Just somebody floating through.
What would you rather have?
Beth is gorgeous, photographs well. Has pretty hair. I love your hair. But that is disappointing.
Literally, to have that color hair.
Right.
Get it?
Yeah. So we will miss you, Beth. But thank you for being with us. How long have you been with us?
Oh, gosh. 6 months?
6 months or so.
6 or 7?
Well, this show hails from the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology, and there's the building we're in, and my picture's up there in case any of you can't see me. You will note that on this one, Sound Health, A Moving Medicine Forward, there's a very much more fat person, because this was filmed like a year ago.
Before you lost your weight.
Well, before I lost.
Still losing weight, so.
Still losing, but they won't know it's me. Okay, you can view us at bbsradio.com right now. Go to bbsradio.com. It is station 2 that we're on this evening. Cassie, do you have some information or do you about how people should listen? Turn off the sounds of Ustream, where we are, or leave the sound on BBS but watch us on Ustream.
Watch on Ustream.
And we should be, people sound like I'm distracted, but my little marker here just blew-eyed, so I can't watch this anymore. So also, then go to www.ustream.tv/channel. Typo here, and I couldn't fix it. Cassie showed it up. This should be slash instead of a dash here. So it's ustream.tv/channel/sound-health-hour. Isn't that a mess? Is this posted anywhere on our site where they can get to this?
It's posted on the BBS site.
Okay. So they could watch us there even after the show.
Huh?
And then after the show, Ben, camera guy Ben, takes all the new and interesting stuff and he puts it on YouTube. What'd you put on this week, Ben?
Jackie.
Jackie calling in? You like that.
A little bit about you talking about your hair and that new headset.
Okay.
Just to kind of bring everyone up to speed.
We'll give you some of that information again, but before the end, if we can get through what we want to talk about.
Which we haven't for the past few weeks.
That's good, though. A lot of people are asking us things. And I hate to do this, Beth, but yes,
I'll grab you a tissue.
You know, this happened last week. Don't put the camera on me blowing my nose, Beth. Okay.
Well, then, rabbi walk into a bar.
We do this show, vocal, profiling live because we believe that we can take a sample of your voice and we could look at what's going on in your personality, in your nutrition, in your muscles, and we are doing a whole film about that. Actually, Ben's doing his dissertation on it. Lots of people are interested. I did something today just for fun. I typed in nano voice and profiling. There is over 1 million hits. 1 million? What was 1,030,000?
Wow.
Hits on nano voice. You know, when people have downloaded this and thousands of people have, they've stuck it up on their websites and said, well, I like this and I found out this about it and we're going to look at this. And there's a couple of sites that say there's a virus on it, but that's a big fat lie. And speaking of lying, we're going to look at this. Look at, everyone's interested in this. Who's lying? Who was pregnant when, where, how, why? We can tell when people are lying. If you want to get us a little snippet about who's lying, and not only can we look at lying, because there's a lot of websites out there now that talk about who's lying, and I know exactly how they're doing it because I'm the one that invented it in the first place. When the jitter goes out of the voice, and when you look at your voice, and it's like up and down like this, it has amplitude and it has frequency. When your amplitude goes flat, there's no jitter in the voice, and we've done a couple of those examples here and shown people what that sounds like. It's not exactly like this, you know, with no flavor in it, but it almost is. But not only can we tell who's lying and who isn't, but we can tell their intention. And we're going to talk about lots of people's intention this week. If you want to call in, and we'll do your voice, there's the number, 740-698-0670. And please do not call us on a cell phone. It won't be accurate. We'll just be in one little piece of your vocal print. What does a vocal print look like? Well, the top vocal print that you're seeing here is frequency domain, just a bunch of squiggly lines up and down. And the bottom vocal print you're seeing is a graph that shows how many hits of a certain note comes up on someone's chart. And we do these two kinds of vocal prints. If it's anything serious, we want to do a frequency domain. If somebody has cancer, or we had a guy who was having a lot of scarring tissue talk to us this week, and we were able to show him why his body was creating scars. His voice showed up threonine. I didn't know threonine had a lot, it's an amino acid. I didn't know threonine had a lot to do with scars, but it did, and we were able to tell him that. With the time domain, if we said how, now, brown, cow, four hits would show up on this time domain. And that shows personality, compatibilities. You can look at some issues like weight and hearing loss and things like that with time domain, but mostly we want to look at it in frequency domain. So the computer takes all the sounds you made, and it puts it in lowest sound to highest sound. So it wouldn't sound like how, now, brown, cow. It would sound like, whoop, you know, from just lowest to highest. We know that the state of your health is in your voice, and we have set out to prove it. We have proven it, and now we've set out to market it to people. And the first thing that we're going to market is to give it away to you, because we have a campaign. And our campaign is called The Body Green. I love this. Supporting health and wellness through the body's own natural resources to create sustainable self-health. Now, what we do with your voice, which is a diagnostic tool for your body, and then we give you back the frequencies you need or the nutrition, or we talk to you about counseling or whatever, we give you management reports that you can take to your wellness provider, and we believe the body can heal itself. The idea is the body creates its own system of healing. You kill cells every day. You rebuild cells every day. And this is what our conference is going to be like, by the way, that we've invited you to in May. Isn't it around the 15th of May? So we're going to have an open house so you guys can visit us, and we'll do your vocal print for free. 50,000 of the cells in your body will die and be replaced with new ones all while you've been reading the sentence.
That's a lot of cells.
Yes. How many do you have? Trillions and trillions of cells. So this idea, just like we want Mother Earth to renew herself, the green earth, green buildings, buildings that can heat themselves and that kind of thing, we want the body to be able to do the same thing. And we are teaching people to do this. We have free classes, and we have classes if you want to become a professional. This is one of their online interactive classes, and this just shows one of them where you get your computer programs to take a print, to evaluate a print, to do the information and give them back their reports. There's a microphone. There's instruction booklets. There's instructions DVD. There's videos. You can go look at everything you get with your class, and sometimes we give you things with your class, like an instruction booklet or a computer program, absolutely free. And you can go to Nutrasounds, N-U-T-R-A, Sounds, S-O-U-N-D-S.com, and look at what we have to offer, because I think this is really going to change the way people perceive themselves. You can lie with your words. I can tell you a big fat lie, but you come back to me with your words, and that tells me much more. If I listen in between your words, if I listen to the way you place your words, whether or not you have jitter, then I know whether you're being upfront with me or honest. Or protective, because a lot of things that we do are just protective things, that you don't want this to happen, so you kind of keep back the truth. I think that's a form of dishonesty, but some people don't. If you withhold everything. I have this idea that if you really love somebody, truly love them, you will tell them everything there is about the relationship that they need to make a decision about, because you want them to be free to care about you, not manipulated into it. And in another kind of relationship, which most people have, you will lie, steal, cheat, create a false picture, because you love the person loving you. And I think a lot of people are in those relationships that are false, and sooner or later it's going to fall on you. I wrote an article about that called The Love Challenge. It's about 10 years old. We could send it to anybody who would like it. We do a lot of this information about health and tell you what's going on because we realize that whoever controls health controls the people. Look at what's going on right now with this House and Senate bill where they're trying to pass a law that you can't even grow a garden without using modified seeds from, and this was told to me today by an attorney, you have to use seeds that are modified, you have to use certain kinds of fertilizer. You're not free to take your own land and plant a tomato plant, or the vegetable police can come and get you. And you certainly can't sell them or barter them with your neighbors. And they are so frightened that we're going to be self-sustaining people that they're trying to send this through the Senate and the House at the same time with a different name, so that if the Senate passes and the House passes it, then automatically it doesn't have to go through the steps in the other House because it's the same bill. And I don't like that this little farmer out here can't grow corn and sell it on the side of the street without the police coming after him. They can't find murderers and people who steal, but they're going to go after farmers who are trying to make a little money on the side or make something wholesome. Haven't they ever heard of the idea that if you grow something like tubers, potatoes, in the ground you live in, the tubers will have in it everything that will keep you from being allergic to anything that grows in that soil. That's an old Indian kind of trait. But they're going to disallow you to grow your own vegetables. How about herbs in your windowsill? They're going to be modified herbs, modified seeds. Somebody's trying to control the food. And that's one of the things that BBS Radio does. They try to keep the people self-sustaining. But Heritage Seeds it's a company that's trying to keep seeds pure, and so it's going to be illegal to use heritage seeds, non-modified, non-messed with seeds. And I think that's criminal. I think we should stop it. Okay, this is our agenda for tonight. Mailbag. Do we have any mail? You didn't get anything this week?
Nothing to say.
I got a couple by people who wanted to be on our mailing list. That's great and wonderful. And that we're changing over to a different company, so you'll be getting some things from us. I got some wonderful mail about a little book I'm going to tell you about soon. I didn't put anything on my little notes here about the other mail I got, so I can't remember. But mostly it's been positive. Somebody wrote me that the guy who called me a fat bitch last week just needed some attention, and his mother probably abused him or something. So thank you for defending me. But, you know, he's entitled to his personality quirk if he wants to do that. Okay, so we're going to talk about more sex. And as best idea, again, probably because it's your last day here, and probably because you're getting married
mm-hmm.
very soon. So
it's a black diamond.
It's gorgeous.
Black is my favorite color, although I've been joked with a few times, and it was because I was a bad girl. I got a piece of coal.
Is it really?
Happened.
Is it a piece of coal?
No.
I've never heard of, well, at some point it was a piece of coal. I've never heard of a black diamond.
I hadn't either until I got one.
Hmm.
I just thought it was the neatest thing, so.
I can hear me breathing on this microphone. You guys have stuffed up my nose.
Ash.
Well, how do we satisfy people who say, when you turn away from the phone, we can't hear you, and the people who don't want to hear me close up breathing? So we're also going to talk about partnerships and relationships. We're going to try to get to Shepard Farley and Manny Garcia stuff. We got it started last week, but never got it finished. And then some more of Obama's economic address. I did get some mail about Obama's competitive education. Not particularly interested in education, but competitive education. Actually from a superintendent of schools in Michigan. So forgot about that. I should send you on the mail so I don't have to bring it up here, and I forget it. There's so much that happens here all week long. You just hit the door running and you keep going. Okay, so more sex. Well, let's talk about some other things first before we talk about sex. This idea of the body green, the body's ability to self-diagnose and reorganize, and that idea about self-help. So again, if you guys want to call us this evening, we're going to do partners and relationships tonight. What kind of partner would you be, and what kind of partner are you likely looking for? So 740-698-0670. You have written some things on the board here, Marty. We have another free nano class. Boy, it was jammed full last time. That's March 16th from 6 to 8 p.m., and that is Eastern Time. So that would be 3 hours different. So 3 to 4 Pacific Time if you want to be with us with that. And it's free. You get your free computer program, your free manual, and your free class for Nano Voice. We're going to talk a little bit about Nano Voice again today. And if you have a show idea, something that you want us to talk about, let us know. Write to media@vocalprofiling.com. Want to stay in touch with all things Sherry? That was a neat touch, Marty. Just send us an email and we'll put you on our members info list. What do they get with their membership, Marty?
Free autograph picture of you.
No. They don't want to look at me. They don't want to look at the work. There's some free videos.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And they can write to us at Sherry on Air, Sharry.
Keep up to date with show summaries and information about classes and everything. So
up to date, show classes, free giveaways, free classes, announcements about good things we find.
If you happen to miss the show, how dare you? Send you the show summary and let you know what's going on.
Oh, and a link for them to watch it?
Right.
Okay. So on to looking at NanoVoice, which is our real intention here of giving this program away that does vocal profiling so that everyone can see that the voice really holds information about them. You know, Marty, I forgot one announcement. We are doing a show next week, but the week after that we are going to run a film. And I forgot to tell people that. And it's because Ben and other people who work here, Kathy, are going to be on break.
Kathy's still here.
I'll be here.
Kathy's going to be here? Okay. Well, I didn't know if we could manipulate the cameras or what we could do or...
We could do a show, but it would just be webcast.
It would just be webcast? That would be okay, but... One of the things I find really wonderful about this little moving medicine forward, it's got some of the cases that we've done. And they're really profound in how we've changed people's lives. So we wanted to share that with people. And, you know, they're showing pictures in the background, but they're talking enough that it really could be a radio show at the same time. So those of you who want a copy of this, just send us an email and we'll drop it off to you. Or you can watch it in a couple weeks. Maybe we'll change our mind. But I was so freaked out that Ben was not going to be here that I just thought Kathy wasn't going to be here too. So I should have waited to make that announcement. We'll talk about it next week. So what can you do with this NanoVoice program? NanoVoice.org. How many places have you ever been able to download a computer program without at least giving your name and address? Anywhere. Even for shareware, don't you have to sign up for something? Don't you get all these ads popping up on you all the time? No ads. We won't even ask you your name. Just absolutely a free program, a free gift. No strings attached because we think it's important that people be able to do this for themselves. So we want to give you an example. This is from a lady that we had on the show Sunday, our Sound Health show, and this is Carol Reitberger, and we were talking about her books. And in NanoVoice, we have 12 notes, C, C-sharp, D, D-sharp, da-da-da, on a chart here, nice blue chart, and then as people talk, it counts the frequencies that they speak, and it counts the number of notes in a particular frequency, and it puts it up here on a graph. And for those of you watching this, I mean, you see this and you're thinking, why is she talking about that in that way? I'm not a kindergartner. But some people are listening to us, and I have to create a visual for them. So we know that yellow, and we're going to go over these again, what these colors mean. Yellow is mental, creating pictures, being mentally stimulating, like an attorney or somebody who trains you in a very methodical way. And E is very high. Normal is 42, and she's 97. So we would expect her to do something with words because the E is very, very high. Her F sharp is high. It's also a double. And F sharp is take a plan and get it into a concrete way that the plan can be carried out. She has a lot of F too, 36, a little below average, and that is planning. And then F-sharp, seeing how the plans could be carried out. But she has a lot of G, really high, yellow G. And G is getting it into physical form, getting it into physical fruition. And there's some blue in there that says she's emotional, too. And I use her vocal print because she did a little training book. This is it. I love this book. We had her on the show 2 weeks straight and still didn't get to talk about everything that we wanted. And I think the reason I like it is it's methodical. It's a beautiful little color book. And, guys, it agrees with what we said. This different colors that we use, She uses almost an identical color scheme. Red is red. A red personality is in this book. Orange, though, she uses the color orange that we represent as blue. Green is green and yellow is yellow. The same personality that we did. And I asked her how she came on this, and she said she used the Lucier color test, which most of you are not old enough to remember, but it had you lay out cards in order of your preference of the color, and it told you your personality. And she also used the Myers-Briggs. I used Myers-Briggs and also the Ned Herman personality testing. What it shows me is that we are incredibly influenced by color. And we can, this must be auras, because auras are our color. But this little book would be a great companion to Nano Voice. And it's on sale. It gets 5 stars. It's on Amazon. I think it's like $10.67. Beautiful little book, and would give you tremendous insight into the Nano Voice personality shift. So, do I say run out and buy it?
Yeah. On Amazon.
She has another book that we're going to do another show with her about, and it's about self-healing. And she says each one of these personality types have different kinds of health issues because the frequencies that you hold in your body based on a stress that we can look at causes a particular kind of illness. And that we're looking at and correlating. I just think this is an amazing little book there, and I wish everybody had a copy. We're going to go over this a little bit. Apologies to people who have been with us before, but for new listeners, and we got emails back from almost 3,000 people this week that they wanted to be on our mailing list. I think that's incredible. So we're looking at the amount of the graph. 42 is average because the computer starts the vocal print and then shuts it off around 500, the first breath after 500. So we're looking at the note of C here, and then there's these little sonal cards that we gave away a couple weeks ago that people can go back and look at the note, and depending on how high or low it is. So we look at how high or low the note is, and we look at the color of the note. Blue for emotions, green for accomplishment, yellow for mental thought, strategic pictures, that kind of thing, lawyer. And then red for spontaneousness, kind of a fireman. So minister, farmer, lawyer, fireman. You can tie those concepts to those kinds of people, then you can remember more of what's going on in the charts that you'll be able to do. And there is a note correlate chart. You can download this from our site, and it tells you what each of these notes mean. The note of C is ego, self-directed leadership. If you have too much of that, you're too much of a leader. You're domineering. You don't give other people the chance. If you have too little, you get run over. So you want about 42 to be kind of in mid-range. And it's topic-specific. If you're in a relationship or if you're talking about your job or your kids, it's going to be different. With your kids, you should take more of a leadership position. So each of the notes mean different things in terms of your emotions and your physical nest. Like red is the heart, circulation, female reproduction. We talked about that a little bit last week. And there's the set of sonal cards, the whole set. Should have taken that one out. We were going to talk about Obama again. And we are about his economic speech. But I thought maybe you guys would be interested in what kind of a partner, a lover Obama might want. Would you like to see that? Or should we skip this?
No, I want to see. I want to see what my president wants.
Well, I have it in the wrong spot. Let me go find it. I feel like a fool that it's in the wrong spot. But this is some of his priorities about education. So G-sharp is where a lot of that information lies. Mental stimulation and physical do. Get to it. That's a nice idea, right?
To translate that to sex.
Mm-hmm. He
already talked to me while you're doing what you're telling me.
Well, look at E. Look at E. He's going to talk to you.
Yeah.
And the highest note is in physical accomplishment.
Right about that.
So you have Marvin Gaye in the background, and you have him sweet talking / dirty talker.
No, I think he would be sweet talking. I don't even know where dirty talking would be.
You need to find it. Let's do my voice.
You want to do it?
We'll find dirty talking. Not that I'll talk dirty. It's okay, Cassie. I'm sorry.
Cassie's over here dying in the corner. Okay, let's look at this one. Does it give us the same information? Okay, F is planning. Is he going to plan his outings with emotion? Now, remember, this is from an economic speech, and we're translating the topic to what he might want in a relationship or a partner.
Because we can't really get him talking on that topic. He doesn't do a lot of press releases on, that relationship with his wife or with others he might want to have one on.
He did.
Really?
He talked on Oprah before the election when he and Michelle were on Oprah. If we could find that, we could look at this for real. He talked about family and relationships.
Write that down, Marty.
But look, we have the same G-sharp here and same G. So he would plan his outings with emotions. He would know where he's going. He'd have things tied down because G means put it into physical fruition. And he certainly would carry it out with mental stimulation and accomplishment. This is going to be a competent. He'll listen to you. He'll talk to you. Somebody who plans it out with forethought. Not much spontaneity there.
Mm-hmm.
And look, the emotion's only in the planning. So would you have trouble with that? Okay, would you like talk to him about that? And look at what this came out. You think that feeding the mind is just as important as feeding the body? And he was talking about competitive education. So we used these two slides last week to interpret education for him, but now we're interpreting partnerships. So let's go back. Would any of you like to know what kind of a partner Christian Bale would like?
Is that what he's looking for?
That's what he's looking for. Okay.
What's going on there?
A lot going on. He wants a multitasker. He wants somebody that can change just as quickly as he can, like this. What's the dominant note here that we're looking at?
Yes.
The F?
Well, the green.
The green and F. And F and F sharp is money and male sexuality. There's a lot going on there. But look, it's not quite balanced. There's more plan than carry out. So he may talk big, but there's a little bit short of carry out here.
I heard he wanted to have a sex scene in the new Batman, the last Batman. But it didn't happen. So he talked about doing it, but it didn't happen.
Well, talk here is the E. There's a lot of emotion on, there's a lot of blue on the left side of this chart from about C to G. But look, the emotion drops off when there's any spirituality or physical connection on a level of depth or gut level. All the emotions drop off. So what's his emotions about here? Where is his highest blue? The note of C. And what's that mean? Ego. His emotions are in his own ego. Do you want a lover or partner like that?
The stroke is ego.
I read it between the lines there. Okay. What about mentalness? What mental, what yellow is he creating? Where's the highest note?
B.
The note of B. Service to others is the note of B. So he gives lip service to others. He paints a picture. He makes promises. But does he deliver? Yeah, most of it's over halfway high. 533. Does he have anything that's normal there? 42, 43. Well, 57 is his ego. So that's the highest one. So his ego is involved.
Yeah.
So no wonder he wanted a camera on him.
Right.
There's a lot of green. Would this be a loyal person? It looks like it, but I wouldn't believe it. Normally, or usually I should say, green is commitment to the future, like a farmer commits to a year's crop. I see that in his chart, and F is the highest for that green. And is this what he wants or what he's willing to give? Mental stimulation, feed his own emotions, and he will accomplish physically. So it might be a performance to him rather than a pleasure trip.
Ah, yeah. Like in American Psycho, if anyone remembers the scene I'm thinking of.
I don't know that.
Okay, American Psycho was the first movie I ever saw him in. He was a yuppie, an 80s yuppie. Who murdered people as a hobby. Women.
As a hobby?
As a hobby and kept their body parts just to see what he can get away with. He even confessed to it and nobody believed him. But there's this one scene where he hires these two hookers. No, a hooker and, you know, two hookers in this one. So they're all doing their thing, you know. It's a very graphic movie. And he's naked in it a lot because he's very proud, apparently, of his physical appearance.
Performance? Or,
yeah. He's very fit. But in this scene, and that's what made me think of it, he's doing his thing with them in front of a mirror and watching himself while he does it. Not paying any attention to them. He's just watching himself.
So it's for the performance.
He's doing his thing, and he's, like, flexing while he's doing it. I mean, just, yeah, that's exactly what it made me think of.
Usually I would say this is topic-specific, and this is about him yelling at that cameraman. But that certainly fits that his personality.
Maybe that's just him all across the board, you know? I mean,
could be.
Not that I'm judging him, but I do.
Sometimes I can't tell whether this is what he wants is loyalty or what he's willing to provide is loyalty. And this green is almost the same all the way across. So I really can't tell where there's a big dip in it. Probably F to F sharp is the biggest discrepancy in the green. So he may plan to be loyal, but he doesn't carry it out well. Cassie, you have a comment back there in the corner?
Yeah, I have a question. If when you're looking at voice prints, you're looking at people who compliment other parts, would his...
That's a very important question. Come up here because we're going to talk about that. I want to make sure the audience hears this question.
Okay, my question is... was looking at his chart here, if you see people out who have compliments of missing parts of your voice, it looks like the good partner for him would be somebody who has blue on the other side, on the side.
Yeah, emotional, like balancedness over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if they wanted spontaneity, they aren't going to get much, particularly when it comes to serving other people, which is the note of D, serving people emotionally. But this brings up something that I ask the people to think about before we went on the show. What do you want in a partner? Because you said partner who's complimentary. Now, do you want a partner who's complimentary, or do you want a partner that's the same, partners that are opposite? What kind of a relationship do you want? Comfortable? So you've kind of got the same stuff going on? Do you want a growing relationship, so you're going to have opposite stuff going on? So, Marty, I ask you this question. You'll have to talk loud because you're way over there.
Oh.
Or you can come over here if you want. Okay, that's good.
Okay.
What kind of a relationship do you want with your partner?
I think I like the comfort level.
Comfort.
Really complimentary, but more the same, but just a little different to keep things interesting.
Should we
do? Like a best friend with benefits.
a best friend with benefits. So you don't want to have to answer to somebody. You want to be comfortable
yeah.
with what you want to do in your life. You don't want to be smothered. You
right.
want to be comfortable.
Right.
Okay?
Bad.
Yeah, we talked about that the other night. So comfort is your first thing. So it's going to be green. Your partner is going to be green, green to your green. So we should look at that. We're going to take your print in a few minutes. Cassie, did you think about this? What do you want in a partner?
I want somebody who's not dramatic.
Not dramatic. Okay.
And somebody who gives me as much space as I want.
Okay, not dramatic gives you as much space as you want. So not dramatic, no, very little blue. Particularly, you don't want blue over here in the dramatic part. B is dramatic, A and A sharp is dramatic. So little blue, but you want them to give you as much space. So somebody comfortable with themselves, so they probably have a yellow C, yellow ego, mid-range yellow. What else did you say?
Those are the two main ones. In my voice, I rarely have a key at all. So I've always kind of thought whoever I'm supposed to be with will be kind of egotistical, because that would sort of complement and balance the rest of my chart.
Do you want to be run over egotistical, or?
No.
You just
be stubborn.
C-sharp would be stubborn, so we're probably going to see a lot of C-sharp on you. If we do a compatibility between you and Marty, or you and Beth, or whoever will step up to the mic. Ben, what kind of partner would you want?
Kind but adventurous.
Kind. Green people are very kind. Adventurous people are very red. So a green and a red person.
Christmas.
A Christmas person. A giving Christmas and kind. No wonder those two kinds of things represent Christmas. Good and kind. Beth, how about you? You're getting married soon.
Yeah, I want someone a lot like me, like as far as interest, someone creative who tends to think in that capacity, someone who does think a lot, who questions a lot, especially at the work. someone who...
Creative is going to be blue. That's imagination. Think is going to be yellow. So you want a combination of blue and yellow. You're yellow. Most of your prints are yellow.
Yellow.
So you want somebody who's supportive.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to look at for C-sharp, because those people are very supportive. They will support you to the end of your days. They are incredibly loyal,
mm-hmm.
But they can hurt easily. These loyal people are considered yellows in Carol's book. Somebody that is mentally stimulating, so yellow, but loyal and emotional and creative. So probably a combination of green, blue, and yellow. So not a lot of red.
Yeah.
What happens when Josh brings you roses for no reason?
What do you mean what happens?
Are you not impressed with that?
Oh, yes, I am. I'm impressed when I come home and he's vacuumed the floor. You know, very little. It takes very little to impress me. But, yeah, it's true.
Does he do it?
Green tea roses or a big bottle of scotch, that's my favorite present. When he calls me and he says, honey, you had a great day, I bought you a present. It's sitting on the counter when you get home. I know what it is. It's Chevy.
So he probably has red in his chart because he's a spontaneous, sort of red and blue in his chart. Okay, Marty, you willing to come up here for a minute and let's look at what you want in a partner? This headphone is
keep coming on the set. That's the bad part.
Kind of driving me crazy here. Okay, you're going to talk about what kind of partner you want, and then we'll tell people what kind of partner you are.
What kind of partner I am?
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's open this up here. You ready to go?
I am.
Go.
I guess I'm looking for somebody that's more like me, that can handle my sense of humor, but yet not be too put off by the fact that I never take anything seriously. Somebody that's not smothering. I've been in a lot of past relationships where I've never been allowed to do anything without facing their ass after the fact. So somebody that's more like me, but yet enough to keep interesting, so we're not always interested in the same stuff that just gets boring after a while.
Boring?
Oh, sorry. And, well, somebody that's going to, you know, be kind and be understanding, but yet not going to be too greedy on...
Okay. Did we got it. Did you hear him say he did it and faced the wrath later?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't stop him if somebody didn't want to. He would do it anyway.
Anyway.
Yes.
You were going to face the wrath and you didn't.
He would do it anyway. Look at this big gap between yellow and red. Red all on the right side. Spontaneous emotions. Spontaneous emotionality when it dealt with spirituality or really carrying something out. And look at how high his red is for B. So he would go out of his way physically for something else, or he'd like, and he likes props. But look at this, F and F sharp, way down. He isn't in a relationship for sex. He's in a relationship for mental stimulation. He likes mind games. Look at this. He likes mind games. Look at how high this D is. Pull that out. 100 and.
I like mind games.
106.
Uh-huh.
Mind games. All of this. You like to play word and mind games with people.
Sounds bad.
No, it's not bad at all. It depends on what somebody wants out of you and what you want to give. High D, high mental D. He would be a sucker for a sob story here. D is the little red hen, taking care of everyone else. He would give you ideas. Now, he may not go do it, but he'd give you ideas about how to take care of it. And D sharp, he would do it with words, speaking the words, because the D sharp is the transition between D and E here. And D sharp is very high, 67, way above normal. Is his ego involved?
There's a lot of things.
55, 42, a little bit.
Okay.
It would probably, somebody could hurt you with words quicker than they could hurt you with actions.
Hmm.
So could we persuade your partner maybe to come in next week as we look at this?
Possibility.
Talker? Server of other people's emotions? C-sharp. Way too much C-sharp, 103. But this person is loyal in his own way. He can be mentally loyal and think that's the be-all, end-all.
He'll go out and do it, but he'll come back and take the wrath.
He's caught between, I want to think about it, and I want to do it. I want to think about it, and I want to do it. And there's not a lot of transition in there, so he just takes whatever.
I'm at extremes, then.
Yes, you are. Does that sort of suit you? You're spontaneous and mental at the same time?
What I'm concerned about
is mental.
Non-physical thing, though. That's what I'm concerned about.
It's just the energy is not there. Maybe because you weren't thinking about it while you were talking, or maybe because it isn't the number one primary thing in your relationship. You said you wanted a friend.
I did.
And you said you've known your partner.
And come on. You know.
Well, it doesn't say that. There's a little bit there.
They aren't a priority to spend.
Gotcha.
They are, you know, they're not. You'd rather have somebody that's mentally stimulating and would go along with your spontaneity and practical jokes or whatever you want to do. But this mental thing is the most important thing to you.
Mm.
So somebody with a good brain, you wouldn't tolerate somebody that was dull and couldn't keep up with you verbally. That would bore you to tears. They wouldn't stay around very long. You might take advantage of them, but not for long. This is a real good night, one night stand, if it had a little more in the middle there.
I mean, to take her and not get anything out of her.
Should we look at how compatible you and Beth are?
Let's do
that. Okay.
Best show.
Okay.
Yeah. Am I talking about relationships or sex?
Well, talk about...
We know what I'm going to be thinking about.
Well, if you're talking about Marty, since you're getting married, it's probably not going to be about sex.
Question.
Yes, Ben.
If a guy's talking about sex, if he wants it, he'll be high in F sharp. And if a girl's talking about sex, we look at the C and C sharp. That's correct.
A lot of the times, if she wants the guy to be the aggressor, it's going to be high in F and F sharp because she's seeking out that energy.
Okay. So does this mean what they're looking for, not what they are? Or is it what they're thinking about, I guess?
I guess that's what they're not. If they're seeking out that energy, they're not aggressive, right? In that area.
Well, if you see a girl with high F and F sharp, could be money. But they're also looking for male energy to take care of them, to please them. So a woman with high C and C sharp is willing to help pleasure herself. If you see some high F and F sharp, they're looking for the guy to do all the work. I said that politely. But they will be of service to get what they want. They will act like the take care of me type. And this is what I want. They'll use sex as an aggressive tool to get what they want.
Boy, she's really setting me up for the best sex up in my vocal print.
Okay, you ready, Beth?
I'm ready.
Okay. Just talk about Josh, and then we'll pretend you and Marty are a couple. Okay, go.
Okay. What I look for, I guess, is what I found, and I didn't know that's what I was looking for. But Josh fixes things with his hands. He's very creative. He plans projects, and he draws them in his little notebook. It's so cute, all the things he's going to do to our house, and he buys me things, and he tries to take care of me, even though I try not to let him because I'm a pretty independent woman. I've been single for a really long time, but he forces me out of my comfort zone, and he forces me to be needy when I don't want to be needy. He is very He's very creative in that department, I must say, and very open to suggestions. And sometimes we have more fun than I can talk about here on the show. But he's spontaneous in that area, of course. I mean, he's spontaneous in buying me things too, but he's spontaneous in that area. And I don't know what else to say.
Okay, there it is. So let's look at Beth a minute.
Can I miss?
Well, you weren't all that comfortable talking about that. If we were just by ourselves or something. She's more dampened down here in the public than you are. Can you pull those out, Beth, so we can look at them? So F and F, F is very high in Beth, so that take care of it part you were talking about,
mm-hmm.
That's good. But still, this is not enough. I would make her give me several more prints and talk about different aspects because there's not enough here, 508, but it's all in one spot. It's the country music. So she's concentrated all in this area, and there's not enough information here for me to really give an evaluation about Beth. It has to be a spiritual relationship, 117 to 194 here, and it has to be a spiritual relationship that has some kind of activity. Whatever the spirituality is, it must have a physical outlet, like going to church or something. But look, F sharp, very, very high, seeking the male energy that'll take care of you, just like you said. But look, if you wanted a relationship that was needy, Marty might be it, because look, this he doesn't have any, you have it.
You're needy.
He might be interested in taking on some of your energy here. And where you have all of this missing of C, C sharp, D, and D sharp, look how he fills that up. Together, this is one good chart. So this would be a needy relationship, not a mutual relationship.
Like singing Michael Bolton all of a sudden.
Do I know Michael Bolton? I missed that totally, huh?
Country
Michael
singer.
Bolton.
He's a country singer.
Country singer.
I don't know.
He's got long hair like Marty, or he used to. He cut it all off.
So, yeah, he did. So we're complimentary. Is that what you're, I mean, obviously.
You're very complimentary. you could probably work together well. Probably some of Marty's spontaneity might drive you a little up the wall. But you got a good
buddy here.
You've got a good mental thing going on. And here, Marty is much more in service to other people than Beth is. So he's more of a, let's bring other people into it, let's consider other people and what's going on.
You laugh at that. What is that?
Is that true, or is there some?
I don't know. You know how my mind works. It's always in one direction. You said Marty wants to bring other people into it.
Oh, you're talking about menage a trois or something. Okay. Maybe orgies or groupies. Are you into that, Beth?
No.
Okay, that's not what I meant.
Sorry.
That's not what I meant. See, she's not into it, see.
Oh,
unless somebody else really pushed her that she cared about, she might tolerate it. But I was talking about work to getting together.
Yeah.
Marty considers other people much more than you do. And when you're looking at this, and it's spontaneously.
I don't consider much in my be at all, do I?
Well, not with that subject.
Sherry.
Yes?
Marty's red bee, does that mean he spontaneously wants to care for others? Like how does
be around people, have them feed back to him. Just like the fireman that goes into the building at the moment to take care of what needs to be done, they don't refuse the accolade later. That's the note of bee, bringing other people in for reinforcement, particularly when we've got the service stuff over here in D that's 100, you know, that's double what it should be. Service to other people's emotions mentally, but spontaneously. I should tell you a little story on Marty. He came to see me this evening, and he brought a little dinosaur with him and stuck it around the corner of the door, and I didn't know what was going on, if he was kind of trying to talk through the dinosaur or what, or if I'd done something to scare him that he couldn't come in the room. I couldn't hear him anyway, but that's the kind of thing I mean. And you picked it up on the way through, or did you go to the library and get the dinosaur?
I did, and then I brought it in. Right.
But it was the door was open, and you just saw it. And
I was like, why not be spontaneous?
Mm-hmm. There it is. Cassie, do you want to see?
Do we have time? We have about 3 minutes, I think.
We only have 3 minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I think she gives the last couple minutes to that.
I don't need a couple minutes.
You can just say goodbye, right?
The less notes you see appear in the chart, like how Beth has less, means they're less comfortable?
Well, she's more restricted, but there's something that we haven't shared with people yet. Let's open this all the way up here. One of the things that we teach in the class, the Nano Voice class, is how to interpret the numbers. So you may not see very much here, but people probably, well, it's still, there's no numbers here. But it tells us she is more aware on a spiritual level when she's talking about Josh than anything. But she lacks the connection of a spiritual level to other people. She's probably a one-on-one person. F sharp is 193. But still, she's restricted in talking about this. And I just have her do it over. So let's look at Marty and see if he's restricted anywhere. Aha!
When you're flipping over like that, those are octaves?
Yes, these are the way the frequencies come in multiples. Like this C is 16 and then 32 and 64 and 128, the frequencies. But you see how Marty is scattered everywhere and Beth is like concentrated? Beth doesn't want to be disturbed when she's doing something. She wants, I'm saying that from her chart. She wants to concentrate. She wants to get it done.
That's true.
And Marty jumps all over the place.
Marty knows that from working upstairs with me.
Are you listening to me? What?
I'm working on something. I've got him totally tuned out.
Well, it's because you have that focus. But look where Marty is. You know, kind of all over the place.
Caffeine,
he says. The way you would get to Marty would be through his D, through emotional neediness, through a way for him to mentally tell you a way out of your problem, solve your problem. Don't ask him to do anything a lot physical about it unless he's in the mood. But you could talk about it here, 100 and 103 in C-sharp. He has his own oddball brand of truth, honesty, and trust.
Eyeball brand?
Oddball.
Oddball. It's not like normal people would think of trust and justice. He has his own. He's aware on two levels here. But he has this big gap at E. Marty's not going to tell you what the real truth is here. There's nothing there. What you see is what you get, not what he says is what you get. Is he totally missing here? He uses words with people, but it's probably not. This is just a problem. This is where Beth's highest note is in E. And it's your lowest. F sharp, there's nothing there. But those two notes, E and F sharp, taking words or a way to express yourself and getting a plan carried out, even getting a plan and getting a plan carried out, that is missing. And if I saw this on somebody's chart, I would say they lacked direction.
I lack direction.
You lack direction? Okay, is it time to key up your music? Thank you for joining us. We didn't get to like half of what we wanted to cover, but it was a great show. Bye to Beth. That's good. That Miss America wave.
Oh, I've been practicing.
Oh, you've been practicing this.
Hold on.
Thank you for joining us. Please join us for the March 16th free nano class, 2 hours, 6 to 8 in the evening, Eastern time. So 3 to 4, oh, 3 to 5. Pacific time, call us at Vocal Profiling or write us at vocalprofiling.com. Just put class in front of it. Number 698. You know, I could go to the end of, it's too much trouble to go to the end of the PowerPoint. But the number is 740-698-9119 if you want to get in touch with us. If you want to get in touch with me, Sherry with an A, SHARRY, on air @gmail.com. Thanks for listening.